Normal knowing is what you think you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's another kind of knowing. That's the one you're working toward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the other kind of knowing, that's the, well, can we just say it's the God-like knowing?
No, say it's like Bob-like knowing. Because, see, Bob never admits he knows anything until there's no doubt or question ever, ever, ever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make it, if you call it a Bob knowing, we could embrace that because it's silly. There's a silly bunch of words right there, Carolyn. If you're going to embrace the Dobbstown, if you can embrace Dobbstown, you're pretty crazy anyway. But that whole point then becomes...
Yeah, the whole point is that it's really solidified information if it's a Bob knowing, correct?
It's known. Yeah, everybody knows it. Just so everybody knows. If Bob gets it and can converse it, even the idiots get it, can get it. Or he can explain it to the idiots. Sometimes that, but see, that's what he spends most of his time doing. But he doesn't mind doing that because it still puts him at the top of the food chain. See, if he's busy explaining to them what's going on, he has to, he's necessary as to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You see? He's necessary. And that's important. He wants to be necessary. Otherwise, he's like Margaret at the coach house. He serves no viable function. So his function becomes the ability or capacity to be able to communicate or teach them how communication is futile, which is what his point is of how you're doomed. If you don't do it this way, you're less than or lost or dead or dying. And you have to have us. You have to have what we created. And he is the superfluous we in that conversation to make this all work. So he is the key. And rightly so, he is that key. I mean, because he made all this crap up, and now he's just really stunned and surprised that it's real. He's the most surprised one.
Yeah, in a wonderful way, he's always agog about it, which keeps it alive.
It's
and keeps
fresh
it fun.
And new. It's fresh and new always. It's always fresh and new. And then when he obliterates something, he brings it back and then he says, well, that's a bunch of shit. And then he comes back and he says, oh my gosh, that shit is my shit. And he's going, oh, this is the shit. And then he goes back to it and all of a sudden he likes it again. And then he redefines the undefinable. Bob redefines the undefinable. And that's why these crazy bunch of words now, way fast forward up till now, bring you right up to the ending of Mediacology. Who'd have thought you'd ever live long enough to bury the Android meme?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, here I am reading some of this postmodernism crap, and it's almost like we're just blowing it up. It's like it's so stupid, so unnecessary, and maybe that's like at the end of the Mediacology world. Nothing else seems to even hold a candle to what...
Apply. It doesn't apply. It doesn't apply anymore. It used to apply, but see, it doesn't even apply anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rub, and that might be the biggest key. But this isn't still isn't real yet, darling. We're going to make this real for you. We're working on that. You'll see. It's going to be so fabulous when it becomes actually real. That means visceral. That means you can touch it, smell it, feel it, see it, be it, molest it. You can do things. And that's going to make it easier because then, well, see, you don't have to deal with the false creations proceeded from the heat-oppressed brain. You take the mind out of it because it becomes normal. We had one time questions about these drops, and now you have drops. But there was a time there were no drops. Well, before you could have drops, that was just what you were casting away, you see? You had magnesium, but you didn't have the right size magnesium. And then all of a sudden, that's become, because of you, you're normal. But it was not normal. It was not normal. But it is now. That's this conversation, obviously.
Yeah.